There is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Chav Dalin, that if a person sees Malchei Yisrael, he says a bracha, Shechalak Mikvodo L'Reyav, and if he sees a melech of Ovdei Kochavim, so he says also a bracha, Shenosan Mikvodo L'Vasar Vadam. So there's a bracha upon seeing a melech. There is an interesting question, would this be applicable Bizman Hazeh to various royal figures or heads of state? Would you say the bracha of Shenasan Mikvodo Levasar Vedam? So there is a Radvaz quoted by many Acharonim, including here in the Mishnah Brura, and the Radvaz is really talking about a provincial governor appointed by the emperor. So he's not the emperor himself, but he's in charge of that whole region. And he says, even though he's not the emperor, you'd still say the bracha upon seeing him, because after all, he can make whatever laws he wants. No one can tell him what to do, and he can execute people. He has the power of life and death. So that is equivalent to the power of a melech. And he would have the status of a melech, and what would make this bracha. So on that basis, there are those who wonder, Bizmanenu, most heads of state can't make whatever laws they want. They have some sort of a legislature that they need to work together with. They don't necessarily have the power. They generally do not have the power of life and death, in the sense of they can't just execute people upon their word. And therefore, maybe we just don't have such a thing anymore as a melech that one would say a bracha on. There are those who disagree with that approach and respond that that's not necessarily the case. For example, the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner, writes, he says, that's talking about the guy who's not the head. He's the second, he's the provincial governor. But the person who's the head of the entire state, there's nobody above him, he's the highest. So it doesn't matter if, you know, conventionally he cannot actually execute people. He is the head, he's the one who counts as the melech. And furthermore, there are those who argue that he does have the power of life and death. He can hand out pardons and thereby get people out of death penalties. He can start military campaigns, and that counts as the power of life and death. And one would, in fact, say the bracha upon seeing modern heads of state. Some would go even further. The Gemara has a story that Rav Sheshes went out to with a whole crowd of people to go greet the king who was coming, and there was this heretic, and he was making fun of Rav Sheshes. You're not even going to see him. You're blind. So he said, don't worry, I'll know even better than you when he gets here. And everyone's, some official comes, and everyone's making a lot of noise and excited. And the min says to him, okay, he's here. He says, no, he's not. And he says, oh, you're right. And it happens again. And then all of a sudden, there's a hush in the crowd. And then Rashi says, oh, he must be here. And he says the bracha. And, or at least it sounds from the Gemara like he says the bracha. And the heretic says, how do you know? And he says, kitzer, that's the story in the Gemara. So he didn't even see the king. He was just there. He was just there when the hush fell over the crowd and he made the brachas. And even if you don't see him, that would be good enough. And there's a chido who says, if you see the royal ship sailing by, you can say it. So maybe according to that, even if you just see the motorcade, you see the motorcade driving by, you can say the bracha. However, it should be noted that there are many poskim more hesitant about saying this bracha, bizman hazeh, on regular heads of state for a variety of reasons. So some poskim, like the Tzitz Eliezer and Rav Avad Yosef, bring down the following, that there are earlier Achronim who say that you only make the bracha if he's dressed in his big day malchus. If he's, you know, dressed like a chad ha'am, so then you wouldn't say it. So he said, okay, bizmanenu, people, you know, heads of state don't walk around in crowns and big day malchus. They're wearing a suit like anybody else. If you didn't know he was a president, you have no idea. You know, just based on the appearance. So that doesn't create the same stir and the same sense of royalty and majesty as the kings in the olden days. So perhaps for that reason, one would not say, or at least not b'shemu malchus. Others say, okay, the clothes is just a siman. That's not the main point. If nowadays kavod is not expressed through fancy colorful clothing, so b'seder, but it's still impressive. You still have the whole entourage. But others would say, okay, but the power is not the same. And even if they can pardon, maybe that's not good enough. Rav Melamed writes, he says, after all the revolutions that the world has seen, specifically to limit the power of monarchs. And they're only appointed for a certain amount of time. And even within that amount of time, they can be, heads of state can be removed. And they need the agreement of the legislature to do anything. So the whole point is to limit their power. And you're going to go ahead and say that they have the same status as the kings of old. They don't have the same status as the kings of old. And therefore, many do not make this bracha or would make it without Shem Malchus. There are still stories of people who do make the bracha on heads of state or on, let's say, royalty, the British royalty, even though they don't really get involved in affairs of state. But Lamaisa, they're still called royalty and they're still treated with great kavod. So there certainly are opinions that say that Yesh Almi Lismoch. Seems to me that the common practice is that people don't, or at least not with Shem Hashem.